Hello?
Charles?
Charlotte.
Oh, hi.
Enough small talk. Let's cut to the chase, shall we? We're going out of town for the weekend, and we need you to watch Angelica's cat.
Charlotte, I don't really think...
Stu and Dee Dee can't watch Fluffy because she and Spike don't get along, and Betty and Howard are not cat people, so that leaves you.
But I'm allergic to cats.
Oh, I knew you wouldn't mind. We'll be right over.
But I'm resurfacing my... driveway. But Charlotte, I don't know anything about taking care of a cat.
Well, what's to know? It's a cat. Just feed it and leave it alone.
And this is Fluffy's pretty kitty brush. Remember, you gotta brush her at least a zillion times a day. And be sure and pet her for 2 whole hours. And don't forget to tell her she's beautiful. That's her favorite thing.
What's that for?
It's her toy mouse, of course. If she gets bored, you have to carry it around in your mouth. She thinks that's funny.
Well, if you say so.
Bye, Fluffy! I know you're gonna take extra special good care of my beautiful kitty, right?
Oh, yes, Angelica. Just like you said, I'll be the bestest babysitter ever. It's gonna be fun, right, Fluffy?
I'll be right outside, little fella. Now be nice to the kitty.
Okay, Fluffy. Angelica says I'm supposed to pet you 2 hours a day. I don't think that was 2 hours. Fluffy! Hi, Fluffy. I've been looking for you. You can come out now. Well, I guess I can come under there. You know, Angelica said to tell you you're the prettiest, most beautifulest cat I ever seen. The most prettiest... This isn't going so good.
So today's the big day, huh, Chaz?
Yep. But I have to admit, I'm a little nervous about this do-it-yourself job.
Don't worry, Chaz. It'll be a breeze. Just let me drop Tommy off inside, and I'll give you the full benefit of Stew Pickles, handyman extraordinaire.
And then Angelica asked me to babysit Fluffy.
Wow. What if I mess up?
Don't worry, Chucky, you'll do great, and I'll be right here to help you. I know lots about animals.
You do?
Sure. I've been taking care of Spike my whole life.
But Spike's a dog, and Fluffy's a kitty.
Oh, how different can they be? Go on, Fluffy, fetch!
Come on, Fluffy, you can do it! Here, Fluff, I'll show you how. I think Fluffy's tired of this game, Tommy. Maybe we should do something else. Time for your bubble bath, Fluffums. I even brought you something to play with. What's she doing, Tommy?
Well, when Spike does that, it means he wants to go for a walk. Where's her leash?
She doesn't have one. But I know something we can use.
What's that stuff?
Some kind of rope. I think my dad ties up his teeth with it so they won't fall out.
Oh, too bad my grandpa didn't know about this stuff.
Oh, kidding.
Toledo, what's going on here?
Thanks. I seem to have run into a little snag with the driveway.
Ah, for Pete's sake, you guys are doing it all wrong. Here, let me put the pups inside and I'll show you how it's done.
And that's when she knocked the flowers off the table and they almost hit me on the head.
Wow!
Sounds kind of fun. I don't think it was very fun for Fluffy.
Of course not. You guys is doing it all wrong.
We are?
You're supposed to be babysitting, and Fluffy isn't even wearing a diaper.
Oh!
I don't think I like cats.
Come in, Fluffy. Come for your bottle.
Be careful with her.
I think I'm supposed to burp her now.
Excuse me.
Guys, look it! Oh, no! Now she's gonna throw up!
Hey, I think I do like cats.
What's wrong, Chucky?
Are you gonna throw up, too?
No! It's this babysitting stuff. It isn't working, you guys. I wanted to be the bestest babysitter ever, but I guess I'm just nothing but a...
What, Chucky?
Baby!
This just isn't working. I've never seen such a mess.
Hey, what do you got there, buddy?
Huh? Well, what do you know? There seems to be a set of instructions.
Where's Philip?
I think I got some kitty.
Like Fluffy when you do that.
Come here, Fluffy.
That's so hard.
That's good. Try it behind the ears. Nice kitty.
Oh, Fluffy, you are so beautiful.
Good girl, Fluffy.
Hey, guys. I think we finally did something right.
Be sure all wooden forms are set even with adjacent surfaces. Then spread the warm asphalt evenly.
One for you, and one for me. One for Fluffy, and three for me.
1, 8, 122. A zillion. All done.
Boys, Angelica is sure good to be proud of us and how good we take care of Fluffy.
Well, all done, kids. Look, isn't she a beaut?
Thank you.
Chucky's dad. I'm here to get my beautiful Fluffy.
Angelica? Honey?
Fluffy! Mommy's home!
I'm afraid we had a little... accident.
Now, don't forget you gotta rub her skin every day to help the hair grow back. But don't rub too hard, because she don't like that. And be sure to tell her she's beautiful. And, you know, really, Angelica, if you go like this, don't. She still looks pretty good. And be sure to wrap her in a blankie, but not the fuzzy one.
What's wrong, Chucky?
What's wrong? I got sand in my nose, sand in my hair, sand in my ears. No, oh, I even got sand in my belly button.
A perfect day to catch some rays.
It's not sticking together like the sand at the beach always does. There must be something missing. I think we need to get it wet.
But I don't have to go, Tommy.
That's okay, Chucky. Look.
Hey! Oh, no. Come back. Gotcha. Uh-oh.
Sure do appreciate you letting Chucky spend the night. I packed all his favorite things to make sure he feels right at home.
We interrupt this program for a special weather bulletin.
Unusually high winds are headed our way tonight, with gusts up to 30 miles an hour expected to blast the area.
Maybe I better cancel my plans.
Oh, you can't cancel, Charles.
What if Chucky wakes up in the middle of the night and it's windy and the house is making all kinds of eerie noises? He might be scared.
Oh, Charles, stop worrying. You'll only be a couple of miles away. Go on and have a good time.
Well, okay. But if you need to reach me, you can call me at this number.
Okay.
There we go. Now, how's about a bedtime story before we go to sleep? Heard the one about the Sandman? Let's see, how does that go again? Once upon a time, there were these two little boys who couldn't get to sleep. Luckily, the Sandman heard they were having a problem and came to their house to help. When he got there, he squeezed in through the cracks in the front door and went up to the boys' room and sprinkled magic sand in their eyes. And before you know it, they were fast asleep. And then later, they probably lived happily ever after or something. The end. Good night, kids.
Tommy?
What is it, Chucky?
I was thinking about the Sandy Man.
You mean the one from the story?
Uh-huh. And what if he comes to our house tonight and then he throws too much sand on us? We could get buried.
Oh, don't worry, Chucky. There's no Sandy Man. Besides, no one can turn into sand and slip through doors. Right? But just in case, maybe we should go to sleep with my mom and dad in their room. Chucky?
Well, okay. As long as your dad doesn't tell us no more stories...
Count to three, and then we'll make one for it. One, seven, 11 D. Let's go!
Ah!
world did you two get in here? Oh, poor babies. Did the scary wind wake you up? Honey, we have company.
Huh? Oh, look who's here. Why don't I could take the kids downstairs and get breakfast started, huh?
Stu, it's midnight, and according to Lipschitz, when a child wakes up in the middle of the night, it's important that they fall back asleep in their own bed. Oh, he has a whole list of suggestions here. And down will come baby's cradle and all. To sleep.
So do I. In fact, I'd like to go to sleep right now.
What are we gonna do now, Tommy? Who's gonna protect us from this handyman?
Well, we'll just have to go downstairs and set a bunch of traps so the handyman can't get us.
Go check on Chucky.
My dad said the Sandman comes in through the cracks in the door, so we'll need some mushy stuff to plug them all up.
Okay, how about some smashed potatoes?
Yeah, and here's some applesauce and chocolate pudding and some... Well, there's no way the Sandman can get in now.
Yeah, Tommy, what if that's him? That's him calling to tell us he's on his way.
The food lines must be down. Don't worry, Chucky. Daddy's coming.
If the Sandman comes in, I'll scoop him into my pail and dump him outside piece by piece. What are you gonna do, Chucky? Come on, Chucky. We gotta be brave.
Boy, Stu and Dee can sleep through anything.
The ocean washed it away.
Is he melted?
Chucky, it's your dad!
Oh, my daddy! He came to save us!
Chucky, look! That's all that's left of the Sandy Man!
Yeah, because my daddy did save us! I always knowed he was a hero.
Chucky! Tommy!
Wind must have shaken them up, too. At least it wasn't just me. Good night, Tommy. Thanks for keeping Chucky company. Come on, Chucky. Let's go see if Uncle Stu has some dry clothes I can put on. I'm sure Stu and Dee Dee won't mind if I spend the night. And this way, I'll be right here if anything frightens my little guy. Or vice versa.
Don't miss Cat Scratch on Nicktoons Network.
Now we're talking!
They take on party-crashing zombies.
Who invited zombies to my party?
Laser-shooting aliens.
Surrender now!
And, of course, ducks.
That is one bad duck.
Three cats, nine lives, total chaos.
Mr. Blake?
Don't miss Cat Scratch, Mondays at 8:30 on Nicktoons Network.